Hi there. The word for you today is, your prayers carry weight with God. In James 5 verse 16 we read, earnest prayer produces wonderful results. In the Old Testament, Abraham journeyed south. When he reached Gerar, we read that he said, his wife Sarah was his sister. Then Abimelech, who was king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Now, can you imagine how Sarah must have felt, trapped and alone in the palace, contemplating what lay ahead at the hands of her captor? And what's worse, her husband? The man she trusted with her life, let it happen? We're not privy to how Sarah prayed that night, but she must have touched the heart of God, because the Bible says in Genesis 20, verse 3 through 7, God came to Abimelech in a dream and said, the woman you have taken is married. Return the man's wife and you will live. If not, you will die. Now, God's directives are always clear. There's never any ambivalence about what he says. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 21 verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it wherever he pleases. That means authority figures who don't even know you exist, or maybe wouldn't give you the time of day, have to stop and listen when God speaks. Because with him, Romans 2 verse 11 says, one man is no different from another. So here's the question. What can you do when you're hopeless and you feel helpless to change a situation you didn't create? Or when somebody you loved and trusted lets you down, what can you do? Well, number one, pray. Instead of giving in to bitterness or fear, turn to God with the problem. He will hear you like he heard Sarah. How can we be sure? Because the Bible says, and I quote, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So no matter how bad things may look for you right now, and they looked pretty bad for Sarah that night, your prayers carry weight with God.